Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Welcome back to another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Have a great guest for you this week, one that's been on a few times, Rory Canavan. Rory, how are you?
I'm very well, Jeffrey. How are you?
I am well. We're going to talk about something we haven't talked about on this podcast. So that's why I'm kind of excited. So Rory's done some work in an area that I haven't seen very many people endeavor to. So let me tee it up for you, Rory. You've done some work matching up the SAM, Software Asset Management, policy, processes, and such to the ServiceNow tool set. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So it's the idea that I came up with was a product called workflowanalyzer.com. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing a lot of implementations now of SAM Pro veering towards the typical sort of route of next install. And it's very sort of de facto a routine run through of the switching on of the SAM Pro service, but not giving enough thought to actually, what about the workflows? How do we connect IT asset lifecycle to the core ServiceNow technology? And that's through the workflows. That's how you do it. So that if you do have various aspects and events that take place in ITAM, and you want them to impact on your CMDB effectively, it's not just magically going to happen out of the box. You've got to forge those links. So I already have a platform called samquestionnaire.com. So what I did is I sat down and I thought, right, this needs repurposing and rewriting so that we can actually not talk about the word process, we talk about workflow, hence workflow analyzer. And it's, again, it's online. It can be self-service if a client is that way inclined. And then having run through a bank of core questions on best practice, it produces a 30-page report on where you're strong or where you're weak in regards to workflows in ServiceNow.
So I've been a part of some ServiceNow ITAM, both HAM and SAM implementations. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good tool. I want to start there. I think it's a good tool. There are a lot of good tools. However, I think one of the holes in the way it's being implemented, by many of the implementers, I don't want to broad stroke, is that they see it as a tool problem to solve, where I see it as a business problem that the tool can help solve with the processes, with the workflows, helping people understand how we get in new software, how do we reconcile, all that sort of thing. Is that your perspective as well?
Yeah, obviously there's a degree of functionality that is out of the box. So you will be typically the inventory capture that works for service management is the one that works for SAM Pro. Mm-hmm. So you work from a degree of commonality there, and you will get your compliance reports subject to having sort of modeled the licenses and the and having imported the contracts in the correct way too. But it is that thing of then, well, how is this data actually impacting our CMDB? If it was easy and it was out of the box, I think you would have a company like ServiceNow saying, here's our portfolio of workflows, have at it. But they haven't quite got there. They haven't quite got over the line with that. And so that's where an organization like SAM Charter can actually step in then and help, because we have that bank of processes as well. Not only do we have the workflow analyzer to say where you are strong or weak, we can take you down the road of remediation and to solution and say, here are the processes that you need to convert to workflows to make that union between SAM Pro and ServiceNow really world-class then.
Yeah, and take that a step further. Even how you onboard new assets or decommission new assets, that's part of a process. Connecting, you know, maybe you're not using all of your licensing in a certain title. What do you do about that? It's still process. A workflow can't make those decisions for you.
No, it can certainly set the path so that people are guided and they are steered. But I suspect the reason ServiceNow haven't perhaps gone down that route is that if you try to throw your arms around the world, you'd never see daylight. You'd never get away from the computer because of all the permutations and differences that different organizations have for joiners, movers, leavers, for lost and stolen devices, for change management. You know, there's and that's the smattering too, of course. There's a lot of service management processes that need that pinch of Sam in them that need to be revisited potentially as well, having already stood up a service management function too.
Just like self-service catalog has a lot of Sam. And you know what I mean? Because you're self-serve. Hey, I want some more software. I'm not happy with not having Visio. And so that's a Sam licensing conversation that a tool can solve. And I'm not taking any shots at ServiceNow. I'm just saying to be successful, you need the mix of the process and the tool to be aligned.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, just the way your catalog should work is that it should address all the use cases in the business. And again, that's one of the white papers that we have on our site is around crafting a supported software catalog. And you start delving into application packaging, you reach to procurement as well. So if you haven't sort of set up a contract for a given software title, you might be buying in ones and twos, but a great leveler, if you will, or a great tipping point is that tipping point value. What's the cost or quantity of software that you arrive at before procurement say, right, stop this, we're setting up a contract. We're going to go down the volume purchasing route. That will vary from title to title to title. So that's useful information that needs to be populated. But you wouldn't necessarily think of that from an end user point of view when you come to request Visio.
Right. And I would even go as far as the policy piece of the thou shalt. I think of policies as thou shalt. Thou shalt only buy software through the system and not with your own, you know, company credit card. And no tool is going to make that decision for you. And all I'm trying to do, and I appreciate this conversation, is highlight how there are these services that help make the tool more functional and a better value to the client than standing on its own.
Yeah. And I think one thing we do have to take away from all of this as well is that, you know, we're not looking to offer ServiceNow or any solution for that matter as the, you know, one platform to rule all.
Right.
But what we should be doing is looking to demonstrate in such a way that if we do want that software, that route that we've designed is the quickest and fastest way to do it, is the easiest way to do it. Because otherwise people will then go to grab their P-card, you know, they will be down to Best Buy and they will be then sort of, you know, driving up shadow IT, which is the last thing we actually want to do.
And I've seen that up close. I'm sure you have as well. And that's, you know, it's where we insert bureaucracy into the white space, it seems. And that's where we get in trouble.
Yeah. And it's a constant battle, because if you think about areas around IT, such as SaaS as well, you know, those sort of SaaS titles come to the attention of the business through people being curious, through people wanting to know how to do their jobs better. It's not as if the business says, you know, here's Google, go find the best tool. You know, end users are finding those tools, they're being proactive, and it's only a natural extension of their curiosity to say, well, hang on, here's a credit card, let's get this service there to set up. I'm not installing anything, what's the problem?
Right. Or even I was thinking how your tool might find all this software you didn't want, in your environment, but somebody still has to execute on that. Because when you put in a tool like ServiceNow or whatever, and it finds all your licensing positions, and then you go back into your entitlements and you're like, hey, I didn't even know we had any XYZ in this environment. You have some decisions to make, both at the leadership level and also a strategic.
Yeah. So again, my recommendation around that would be to run, wherever possible, to run a lean IT estate.
Yes.
So that you can shrink your scope of management that you have to look after. You don't want 47 PDF readers. You don't want 27 flavors of Unix. You want to be able to drive economies of scale so that you can get more bang for your buck. And you're not having to think of every flavor and iteration of a classification of software to accommodate people's, here today, gone tomorrow choices.
Oh, yes. And the whims that I see in the business intelligence tool sets is humorous to me, because every new leader wants their own tool. And then an organization saddled with these 3-year contracts and many, many BI tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And that comes back to that trade-off between flexibility and agility with strategy and vision and leadership and management. And, it's whatever that heady mix is, it needs to be followed, to whatever degree that a given organization. This goes back to the problem that ServiceNow have then, I suspect, is that they can't be all things to all men all the time.
Yes, and when you're a tool company or a software company, you can't dictate how it's going to be used in every organization. You just can't. And you can help, you can guide, but you can't dictate. And so that's where I'm coming to the tool defense. I'm not being harsh. I just mean a lot of that is bared responsibility on both the implementer as well as the client side to optimize how that software is used in their organization. At least that's my view.
Yeah, absolutely. Having that North Star is very, very important. But what that North Star actually looks like is a unique aspect of that organization. And you're right, you can't fault ServiceNow for not being, for trying to design something that works for everybody. It's just not feasible, which is why I like the workflow analyzer that I have, is because it tells you what is or isn't in place. It doesn't necessarily tell you how to do things. That's where the sit downs with over Zoom or over Teams or, heaven forbid, face to face in this day and age. So we can tease out those requirements and then build the workflows that work best for organizations.
All right. So as I'm going to switch gears on you, if I may, you Please. Mentioned earlier about the assessment.
Yeah.
And so I know there's a short, free form of it, and then there's a more detailed. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your assessments?
Yeah, sure. So we've got the, if you go to sandcharter.com, then /SPMA, Sound Process Maturity Assessment, that is the light free version. And you can put your name and email address in there. And that will give you a sort of 6 or 7 page Ready Reckoner report based around 20 questions. So it will give you an idea as to how strong or weak you are with SAM generally. The nice thing about, I think, that report or this flavor of report is that you're not getting a yes or no straight away. It does account for shades of maturity. A lifetime ago, I was in an organization and it was a straight yes or no to the responses. And it was Excel based, and we were having to take data from Excel into Word, into PDF. And I promised whenever I set up my own company, I was never going to go through all of that sort of assault course to generate a report again. You'll find that if you take this light assessment, you put in your name and email address, you spend about 15, 20 minutes considering these questions, and it auto-generates a report for you. The second flavor of the report is, and that's that 20 question assessment is free, by the way, just fill your boots. if you feel after having gone through that that you want a deeper dive, we have a 100 question assessment as well. That is a paid service. So I would, in the first instance, just email me at info@samcharter.com if you'd like to know more. I'm happy to give you some collateral around that. And we can again, you go through exactly the same experience having paid. Then at that point, I can send you an invitation to take an assessment. If you wished, I can handhold you through the experience as well. And off the back of that too, if you really want the, shall we say, the gold service, we can put a second day on that. And what we do is we analyze the findings to your organization. So we give you a roadmap of maturity as well. We don't just leave you the report and say, good luck, work it out for yourself. And in the second day, then we take you through your top 15 SAM or HAM processes. And you then get a copy of the ITAM Accelerate process kit as well. So you know where you are with the maturity report, what your roadmap is with the analysis, and how to get further along that maturity curve with the process kit then at that point. That's, we call that a SAM surgery. So yeah, that's kind of the offerings on offer there.
And there's a lot that, to that. And you know, I always see assessments as, in my ITO 4 book, I called it a GPS moment. You are here. You know, like if you're in an amusement park and you're lost and you go find one of those big maps and has a star and it says, you are here. That's how I see these assessments. You are here. Now you get to figure out which direction do I want to go and how. Does that seem reasonable?
Very much so. And what's interesting as well is I hear it a lot. I don't see it a lot. Is a lot of clients who say, yes, we need to be doing this again in another 12 months. To find, you know, because they could have slipped back,
right?
No fault of their own, through, you know, changes in the IT estate, changing in business direction, mergers and acquisitions, etc. They could have regressed. So they're full of best intentions. Yes, we'll be back in a year. We'll be back in a year. I don't see it so often. Let's put it that way, because at least they've got a benchmark. Then they've got a standard against which they can assess their performance from when they took the assessment 12 months ago.
And there, everything is so fluid now. I mean, like, it's hard for me to think back 2 years ago and how much has changed, and even the last 6 months, how much has changed. And I would just encourage people to take those GPS moments in every part of their organization and try to understand, here's where we are and where is it we want to go. I mean, I just think we all need it, even in our personal lives.
Well, one of the things when I was sitting down and I was actually designing this platform, we came up with a particular use case. If I was having one of these sort of Richard Branson moments, how this platform was going to launch me into you know, an island owning lifestyle. Haven't quite got there yet. I'll be frank. But for those clients who are truly global in nature, you can't, for example, ask, do you have a software request process and expect the answer to be the same in the UK as it might be in Los Angeles, as it might be in Auckland, as it might be in Beijing. So what we've designed is the ability to send individual assessments to respective IT domains. And it came in really handy. I was at a university here in England, and they wanted not only a university-wide score, but they wanted scores by faculty and college level as well. And it was only a short, I'd say it was about a 30-day engagement. I said, how many colleges and faculties do you have? Oh, 27. Like, right, so that's one a day. Yeah, that's going to happen. So what we did is we just put together an Excel spreadsheet with names, email address, and language. And that's something that I need to come on and tell you about. It took about sort of 15 minutes to put the spreadsheet together. We fed it into the tool, and instantly everybody was off filling in their own respective answers for each of the colleges and the faculties then. At that point, we can get all the answers back. We haven't quite got to the point yet where we can push them all together, that's a manual effort, but we can actually export the data in Excel to do that. So let's just say that that's on the roadmap for development to selectively pick maturity reports and push them all together. But we did then, just to circle back to the point I was going to make, we have built-in languages as well. So currently we have English, US English, so I count that as a half, German, Spanish, French, and Brazilian Portuguese as well. So that if you are truly that sort of global organization, you're not forcing everybody to take the English assessment. And, you know, we're always on the prowl for partners. So if you are sort of operating in this space, you are looking to increase your global footprint, we can help with internationalization. We can do other languages as well. So if you wanted to take on the Japanese market, for example, we can get that translation sorted.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You've been a wealth of knowledge, Rory, and we appreciate your partnership over the what, year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been. Is there anything you would like to say as parting words as we close?
Yeah, really, really just reaching out to the US market, to those US organizations. If you feel that or find that you're dealing with clients and everything seems to be technology-based, there is that idea that we're selling silver bullets, and once the installation is made, problem of samurai time is going to go away. It won't. I'll tell you that now, it will not. Please reach out. You know, we can white label this platform. That's another joy of it as well. You won't even see me, you won't even hear me. You know, we can work with you and we can take you and your client further down that maturity curve, and it can all be done under your logos and colors.
That's awesome, especially because every organization is a technology organization now.
Yeah, wasn't Jeff Bezos who said every company is a software company, they just don't know it yet. Yeah.
I say a technology company because to me, if you think about it, every bank is a technology company, every hospital is a technology company, every university is a technology company. And so doing things well and doing things right in terms of ITAM or service management is a passion for me, just as like, how do we raise the bar?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. It starts and it starts with the technology. It starts with the product. But one of the things we did, Jeffrey, when we did the process kit is we generated a RACI chart as well. And if I haven't sent it to you, I apologize. I will send you a copy. And what I did was we also, because of how the modeling framework gets you to call out systems and applications, I did a quick sort of tot up of all the function steps in the 44 odd processes that we actually have. And you're only really engaging with your SAM suite about 25% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to implement all of these processes and call that your solution, about 25% of your time is in the SAM suite. So if you have that myopic view of it's all in the SAM suite, it's all in the SAM suite, you're missing the wider and the bigger picture. Totally. You know, you need to sort of come away from the keyboard and engage with the business more.
I'm with you. Or engage with your partners, your business. I mean, there are so many stakeholders that determine your success.
Absolutely. And that is all dependent too on your, you know, on your knowledge of the topic as well. And your knowledge of licensing, knowledge of technology, et cetera. The worst thing you can do is bluff it and attempt to think that you are, you know, that unicorn that is at 100% of technology, of licensing and process. And, you know, only to be found wanting 3, 6, 12 months down the line.
Yep. And I think my view is most people struggle to be more than two of those three: technology, knowledge, process, or licensing. It's easy to have two of the three. It's hard to have all three.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is the one thing about SAM and ITAM, is that it constantly keeps you on your toes, as much because of the nature of change of IT.
Yeah, I'm with you. Rory, it's been great having you back on the podcast, and everybody reach out to Rory if you need an assessment or trying to sync up your ServiceNow SAM Pro to some workflows. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks very much, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye.